So the Masechta began with a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. May emasai maskirin gvurois geshamim. When do you start saying mashav ruach umayr dageshem? Rabbi Eliezer said the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua said you start saying in Hashmini Atzeres. And the Gemara had an ibaya. Rabbi Eliezer that said the first day of Sukkot. Is it because of the fact that we take Dalet Minim? He feels there's a connection between Dalet Minim and between mashav ruach umayr dageshem. Or maybe it's related to the nisuch hamayim. L'maynaf gemina, do you start during the day, do you start at night? Rabbi Vo said he meant lulav. How do you know that? The Gemara said, some say he had a Messiah, others said that he knew a Braisa. Which Braisa? A very long Braisa that goes into much greater detail as it relates to the whole concept of Mashav Aruach Umar Dageshem. Now, what would be the connection between Mashav Aruach Umar Dageshem and lulav? So the Braisa said, Hoyol varbas minam halalu einon bon elo liratzoy salamayim. Because the Dalet Minim, the purpose of the Dalet Minim is Liratzoy Salamayim. Ukeshem Sha'arba Minim Alolu Uyefsha Behemaloy Mayim. And not just that, Dalet Minim themselves need Mayim, so therefore there's a connection between Dalet Minim and Mayim, and that's why you would say Mashav Ruach Mayim Dageshem Dafka at this point. Now the truth is, where do you find that the Dalet Minim are Bo Liratzoy Salamayim? What's the makar to this? Now we learned the Gemara together not very long ago. A Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, where the Mishnah says Barba Prakam Olam Nidoin Ubechag Nidoinim Alamayim. Right on Sukkis Nidoinim Alamayim, and the Gemara brought a Brisa Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva Mipnei Ma Amar Toy Review Amar BePesach. Why do you bring the Karmel Amar on Pesach? Mipnei Shah Pesach Zman Tfuah Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Hadiu Lefanei Amar Kidei Shetis Baruch Lechem Tfuah Mipnei Ma Amar Toy Shtei Alechem BaTzeres, because Atzeres is the Zman Peres Eilon Amar Kodesh Baruch Hadiu Lefanei Shtei Alechem BaTzeres Kidei Shetis Baruch Lechem Peres. Why do you have nisuch ha-mayim on Sukkis? Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu, nisuch lefanei mayim b'chag, k'nei she'yiz baruch lechem gishmei shon. So we see there's a connection between nisuch ha-mayim and rain. We do nisuch ha-mayim on Sukkis because u'b'chag nidayim ala mayim. So we want brocha in our rain. So therefore, do nisuch ha-mayim. But that's nisuch ha-mayim. Where do you find it by lulav? So Rashi says it's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah. So Rashi says. He says it's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah. Truth is, it's not a mefurish Gemara Masechta Sukkah. But the Gemara does say in Masechta Sukkah in the context of the Nanuim. So the Braisa, the Gemara is discussing the Nanuim of a lulav. And the Braisa compares it to the mitzvah of Tenufa that was done with the Shtei HaLechem. And the Shtei HaLechem, when the mitzvah of Tenufa was done, Rabbi Yochanan said, you were supposed to be Moilech Umevi, Mailo Umoirit. Moilech Umevi, Lamisha Arba Ruchei Shaloi. Mailo Umoirit, Lemi shehashamayim va'orat shaloi. And then the Gemara added, and the Gemara said, Moilechu mevi kdei latzoi rucha yisroiz. You're moilechu mevi to hold back the rucha yisroiz, the bad, dangerous winds. Mailu moirit kdei latzoi tololim roim. To somehow protect the world from all the bad do. The Gemara at the end says, Amar Rava v'chein belulav. The same is true for lulav. So this is the Gemara that Rashi was referring to. That you see in this Gemara that there's a connection between the Dalet Minim, not rain, but Ruchos Rois, Mashav Ruach, and Tlolim Ron, Meir Datal, Me'inyan Le'inyan, but it's Inyan, it's Shaykh to rain as well. But this is where the Gemara says that there's some connection between Dalet Minim and between rain, and this is what the Gemara is referring to. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyoni Ashas, quotes from the Sefer HaPardes. Now, the Sefer HaPardes was written by Rashi. Rashi. And he wrote a Sefer HaPardes. This is in Simon Kuf Peites. And Rashi says, quote, Kinda amrinon, dalet minim elu miratzim alamayim, kibirchas koyanim shal Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. That the Dalet Minim were Meratz Alamayim, the same way Birchas Kayhanim were Meratz on Klal Yisrael. There's a connection between Birchas Kayanim and the Dalet Minim. So much so, Rashi adds, and Rashi says, that a lulav has to be made up of 60 alim. Has to have 60 leaves, connected the 60 letters in Birchas Kayanim. That there's a connection between Dalet Minim and between Birchas Kayanim. And the truth is, at first glance, it would seem to be Sisrei Torah, right? What is Birchas Koyanim have to do, what does it have to do with Dalet Minim? But I think the pshat isn't, this is not the raid bite, but just to mention this, I think the pshat is that, I think the pshat is, based on raid that we've spoken about in the past, and that is that when you say Birchas Koyanim, So in the Yehi Ratzon, we mention Yiratzon Mufanecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avisai Shnetasa Leman Kedushas Chasodecha V'Goydol Rachamecha Pshutel Matar Hashem Chagodol Agibu V'Anoiro Ben Esher Mushtayim Oisiois Hayoitzim En Apsukim Shal Birchas Koyanim. And then you're not supposed to just look, but you're not supposed to say you Amur Mipi Aaron of Anav Am Kedoshecha. So there's the first 22 letters of Birchas Koyanim is a Shem. It's one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Shem that's Ben Esther Mushtaimois. It's made up of 22 letters. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur Yavetz explains how the Shem Ben Esther Mushtaimois correlates based on Atbash and how it works out together with the first 22 letters of Birchas Kayanim. But either way, the first 22 letters of Birchas Kayanim is the Shem that's Ben Chaf Beis Oisiyos. Now that Shem, Ben Chaf Beis Oisiyos, the Chassam Sofer talks about in a few different places, he says it's the Shem of Parnassah. So that's the Shem of Parnassah. He says that was the side of the Ksoinus Pasim, and the Ksoinus Pasim was the ability somehow to be Mashpia Parnassah. And he says really as soon as Hashem, as soon as Yaakov gave Yosef the Ksoinus Pasim, really at that point Yosef had this unbelievable koich of Parnassah. And in fact, Yosef who amashber, Yosef was the one, Vayichalko Yosef, he's the one that was mefarnes the whole world. There was a hunger. How did he get that? Because he had the Shem ben Chaf Beis Oisiyos. That's the Shem of Parnassah. And really, he would have had it right away. The reason he didn't have it right away is because there was machloikis between Yosef and his brothers. And that's when the Chassam Sofer quotes the Shlach Kodesh. He says the epic line, he says, machloikis, Achas doicha meyu parnassos. One machloikis can mamish be doicha 100 different parnassos. And he says Yosef HaTzadik had the ksoinus pasim. He had the Shem ben Chav beiz oisius. And based on that, he was ready to be the mashbir vayichalko Yosef. The problem is there was parnassos. There was machloikis. And machloikis achas doicha meyu parnassos. He says that Yaakov added a hey to Yosef's name. Eidos be Yehoisef. And he says the word Yaakov and Yehoisef together is the same gematria of Geshem, Ayin Shom. Because that's the Shem of Chav Beis Oisiyos. It's the Shem of Geshem. It's the Shem of Parnassah. So I was thinking, Lefi Zeh, it's beautiful. Because really, Birchas Koyanim is all about, it's the Shem ben Chav Beis Oisiyos. And it's about Parnassah. And that's what the Dalaminim are. It's Bolo Ratzis Alamayim. So it's very Gishmak. Does Meit Rashi maybe in Sefer HaParadis? He's saying, Kedamrina, Dalin Minim Elum Miratzim alamayim, kim birchas koyanim shal Yisrael. Because the birchas koyanim shal Yisrael is also miratzim alamayim. If you remember when we spoke out that Chassam Sofer, we said that that piece that he said was in the middle of a hesped that he gave on the Baal Atzei al Moigim. The Mayan HaChachmi, he was one of the Gedoilim in the Tkufa of the Chassam Sofer, and he gave a whole lengthy, heart-wrenching drasha about Parnassah and about rain, and the rest of the story, it said over from the Ein Klach of the Chassam Sofer that at that time there was a terrible hunger, and the Chassam Sofer wanted to be masker certain shemois that he thought would be able to make it rain, and the Chassam Sofer was being masker the shem ben Chav Beis Oisiyos, Ayin Shom, the Kachava, and they bring that there was a Messiah by the Enoch Lechad Chassam Sofer, that whenever there was an Atziris Geshama, whenever there was a time where it wasn't raining, the sugyas that we're about to start learning in Masechet Nesta'inis, they would take out this drasha of the Chassam Sofer in the original Ksaviad, and they would say it with a minion, and they saw Nisim v'Neflois, often a Moifson would happen, based on saying this, that there was somehow some Shaykhis between the Parnassah and between this drasha that the Chassam Sofer said, but Birchas Koyanim is the Shem Ben Chav Beis Oisiyos, it's the Shem of Parnassah, and that's what Dalaminim is. That's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, that the Dalaminim is Boleratzis, Alamayim, it brings rain, it brings Parnassah, it brings Shefa. So as a result, there's a connection. The Heinein Divrei Rashmi, Dalaminim Elu, Miratzim Alamayim, Kibirchas Koyanim, Shal Yisrael. I think it's Meduya Ketev, based on some of the raid that we spoken about in the past. Another Hergish that just crossed my mind, and that is, we spoke so much about the Dalad Minim representing the Shem Avaya, the Rakanti, and the Shem Yud Kevavke, and that's why you have to take the Esrig, you have to be Mechaber together with the Gimel Minim at the time in the Nanuim. This is Ray that we spoke a lot about when we learned Masech the Sukkah. There was one time that they used to say the Shem Avaya in the Beis HaMikdash, Kangodolon, of course, when he went with Naib Lefnim, but also during Birchas Kayanim. So there seems to be a connection between the Dalad Minim and the Birchas Kayanim. That's a whole nother shmoo.